Ravi, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Ruby. Thanks for having me this morning.
Oh, my pleasure. Now, when you first opened up this cafe, did you always intend for it to be a place of work mainly focused on helping refugees and asylum seekers find employment?
Look, yes, it was part of the project from the very beginning. I don't know if you've seen this place, but it's this tiny, wincy little cafe at the south end of King. It was a love project. And because it was ours and because it wasn't all about making a profit, I just thought, well, let's do something that I'm really interested in with the space. So from the very beginning, it's actually 6 years now, we've been working with asylum seekers and refugees, initially just in the cafe doing hospitality training, like how to make coffee, you know, basic occupation, health and safety, customer service, that kind of thing. And it kind of grew from there.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're located just right near the Botany View Hotel, correct?
That's right.
Yeah. Fantastic coffee, I will say. A good selection of books. So you've been a really big help in terms of keeping your staff employed during this pandemic. So how have you managed to achieve this when you've also been providing soup to many people in need for free at times?
Yeah, look, because our big thing, right, is the cafe. We do like life drawing there. We do private dinners. We do cooking lessons. We have a whole range of really beautiful cultural activities there. We also have a social enterprise catering business, which works exclusively with refugees from asylum seeker and refugee backgrounds. And we provide meals for conferences, conventions, meetings. We work with the universities, government departments, values and mission-driven organizations. Now, the pandemic and social distancing essentially means that all that's gone. So the government announced JobKeeper, and I'm going, yes, we can survive this. 2 days later, our accountant called us and said, you know, I'm sorry, your asylum seeker and refugee team are not covered. And of the 16 people that were eligible for JobKeeper, 14 of those are our asylum seeker and refugee chefs. And I'm devastated because it meant that my business and what we're doing and the projects, it puts them in great peril. How do you keep a team together when you can't bring people into work? So the idea was to create at least some shifts for them on a Friday and Saturday night, a couple of shifts for a couple of chefs, and we've all read about lines of international students queuing up around in the city. We read about the rise in homelessness. We've read about the increase in women fleeing domestic violence and going to shelters. So we've heard about this just terrible need. People have lost jobs, work. So I thought, well, let's just give the food away. If we can't sell it to clients, let's just make it anyway and give it away. So we started the soup kitchen. The idea is two nights a week, the chefs come in, work, produce soup, we give it away from the cafe, and then we pack it and we deliver it all over the city. So we've been sending soups right into the CBD. We've set up our own improvised soup kitchen there two nights a week, just handing soups out. We work with a women's shelter. We work with a local Indigenous group. We work with a local community centre. So we're producing hundreds of meals and giving them away each week. Yeah, that's what we're doing. But to pay for it all, that's the other thing. We started a crowdfunder. So if you wanted to follow the cafe on Facebook, if you want to follow Parliament King on Facebook, you'll see the crowdfunder. And the idea is we can use that to keep paying for what we do. And we've also got a pay-as-you-feel thing. So we've had some great support from the community to keep it going. Yeah.
Absolutely. Because, I mean, like, you know, not only are you providing, you know, work and also opportunity to gain experience to these asylum seekers and refugees, but, you know, you're also feeding people who are hungry. Like, it's very noble and you know, good on you for what you're doing. And, yeah, as you mentioned before, you've launched a Facebook fundraiser to kind of keep the cafe running. How has the public responded to this so far?
That was what really amazed me, because there's so many of us that are in such difficult circumstances. So, and there was a lot of fundraising happening right now because of that. I really didn't expect very much. I was kind of hopeful because it's just difficult for my partner and I to keep this going out of our own pockets. So it surprisingly well. I think we had a target of 20,000, we're at 18,500. But what's really interesting, right, is there are people that I know, and people that I know that don't have any money, that are still donating 10, 20 bucks to this. And if you think about it, if you're struggling yourself, if you're having difficulty, if you can't figure out how to pay the rent, you have trouble putting food on the table, for you to go, okay, I'm going to give 10 bucks, 20 bucks towards this, that's huge. 20 bucks is a fortune when you don't have anything. So I was, and most of the donations have been like that. And I've been really, really moved by the amount of support that this has got. You know, I think people just want to help. People see all this and they go, I just want to do something. I just want to be part of an answer.
Part of something bigger. Well, that's the thing. Yeah. I feel like there's a lot of hopelessness in us as a society at the moment, and something that kind of like, in a way, boosts that, not boosts the hopelessness, but makes us feel a little bit more hopeful is helping others. And yes. And obviously we've seen that with the donations that you've been getting. So that's so amazing.
But that thing you said about hopelessness, you're quite right. That, and people feel hopeless when they can't do anything about something. So being able to do something small does provide that hope. It's like, yeah, I can be part of the answer. There is a way out of this for all of us.
Absolutely. So what exactly has been, I guess, we've got the response from the people. So what's been the response that you've received from your employees as a result of this initiative?
Oh, they're happy. I mean, these are the, but you know, I've been working with asylum seekers and refugees for about 6 years, right? They do not complain. There is no complaint. So it's like they are staunch and stoic and much stronger than probably me. And they, but you can tell they're happy. You know, they won't complain, but you can see. You know, it's like you can look at somebody and you can know kind of where they are. And it's been great to see them again, and it's great to see them cooking, because cooking's great. It's a happy thing to do when you get a bunch of people in a kitchen sharing stories and talking and working and laughing and making food. It's just a contagious thing. So it lifts everybody's spirits immeasurably.
Absolutely. And, you know, you've got these people who have braved situations that the average person in Sydney couldn't even imagine, you know. Mm. And so having an opportunity like this is, and especially at a time like this, is probably very uplifting and empowering. So Ravi, considering everything, how can we, the people, donate? How can we get involved?
Well, look, first of all, it's like you don't have to. I mean, there's a lot of really important things going on. So but if you wanted to, you just find us on Facebook or send us a message and make a small donation. But like, that would be great. But it, that's up to you.
Absolutely.
But the other thing you can do, right, is just like when this is over, go to your local cafe, just hang out, have food and have coffee. So I think the great thing to do is going to happen when social distancing is relaxed a bit more. When it happens, who knows?
Absolutely. Well, Ravi, thank you so, so much for joining us on the show today. It's been really, really great to talk about this initiative.
Thanks. And thanks for supporting the work we do. And thanks to everyone that supported us over all these years to get us